today with a look at an international story concerning the U.S. and Russia. Late last week, an American federal grand jury formally charged 13 Russian citizens and three Russian companies with allegedly interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The Russians are accused of conspiracy to defraud the United States. Other charges for some of the defendants included conspiracy to commit bank fraud and identity theft. Here's how this allegedly happened. The U.S. Justice Department says as early as 2014, a Russian organization named the Internet Research Agency started trying to interfere with the U.S. political system and the 2016 elections. The Russians are accused of posing as Americans, creating false American identities, operating social media pages to attract American audiences, and posting critical information about American presidential candidates. The U.S. government says employees for the Internet Research Agency were told to, quote, use any opportunity to criticize Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and the rest, except for Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. The U.S. government says that no Americans knowingly participated in the illegal activity. And President Donald Trump says the Russian campaign started before he announced his presidential candidacy and that the results of the election were not impacted. Other American politicians, including some Republicans and Democrats in Congress, said it's clear Russia interfered with the election and that future U.S. elections would have to be better protected. Russia's foreign ministry described the charges as, quote, absurd. It's also said that not a single fact has come out of the U.S. investigation into alleged Russian interference. But that investigation continues.